This piece was brought to you by Cane Vineyard and Winery, cane5.com, heritageradionetwork.org.
News.
Disgusted by people fighting in stores on Black Friday? Sickened by retailers making people come into work on Thanksgiving evening? Overwhelmed by all of the shopping propaganda during the holidays? There's finally a gimmicky, seasonal, holiday hashtag branded day that we can get behind. No, it's not Black Friday or Cyber Monday, but Giving Tuesday. Giving Tuesday is a campaign to create a national day of giving at the start of the annual holiday season. It celebrates and encourages charitable activities that support nonprofit organizations. On Tuesday, December 3rd, 2013, global charities, families, businesses, community centers, students, and more will come together to create Giving Tuesday. New York's 92nd Street Y was the catalyst and incubator for Giving Tuesday, and the United Nations Foundation joined as partners, bringing their strategic and communications clout to the project. A powerful list of corporations and nonprofits agreed to be founding partners, helping spread the word and committing to their own Giving Tuesday initiatives. Since then, countless organizations, friends, and leaders have all added their support and talents to make Giving Tuesday a reality. If you believe in the food-forward radio that we're creating here at heritageradionetwork.org, consider supporting us. We're a member-supported nonprofit organization, and you can learn more about how to donate on our website. Other organizations doing great work in food that we love are Just Food, St. John's Bread and Life, Wholesome Wave, Grow NYC, American Farmland Trust, the list goes on and on. Visit community.givingtuesday.org for more information on Giving Tuesday, and stay tuned to us as we continue to explore the idea of giving. I'm Jack Inslee for heritageradionetwork.org. Happy holidays. Heritage Radio Network is a member-supported nonprofit organization broadcasting over 30 live shows a week. To learn more and donate, visit our website or connect with us on iTunes, Stitcher, Facebook, Twitter, Tumblr, and Instagram for more. The song used in this piece is 4 of 7 by Jack Inslee. Thanks for listening.